I guess, does that mean Colin didn't pass the test?
Yeah, he won't play this week. He's out.
Just was it physical?
Yeah, just not quite ready. At this point, as much as you'd like him to see ready, so better off just not to play him.
What about the other guys?
Damian will be questionable. Who else do we have that's questionable? Jimmy Harper's questionable.
Morgan
questionable. Who else is there? Anyone else you guys want to know about?
That those are the big ones.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, I know Colin obviously has been very productive for you guys when he's healthy, but the fact that he's been kind of dinged up so often, you know, can that lead to questions about, you know, down the line, how much they'll be able to?
Well, I think that's something that, when the season's over, you worry about as far as that going forward for depth and the type of guys you have in your roster. But for now, I don't think it's something you think a whole lot about. It's just a matter of getting him out there for the last four games after this one, which we assume he will, and hopefully build on something towards the end of the year that we're healthy and we're playing good as a defense. And it's hard. That's the hard part of the whole year has been, is missing key guys that are a big part of your development in different phases of the game, and that's been disappointing, like we've said, throughout the year, that he got hurt in the first game and it really hasn't been himself all year long, you know, maybe other than in spots and different parts of games, but for the most part hasn't had the year that we thought obviously he'd be capable of having. And he's one of those guys that when he's doing that, it makes the guys around him play better, and so we've lost out on that this year. So you hope the next four games we can kind of get some of that and get some consistency going with that, with his play.
And other guys on that list, Adebi?
Questionable.
Afalaba?
Questionable.
Bailey?
Questionable.
Britt?
Probable.
Locker?
Probable.
Stevens?
Probable.
And who goes for McCarthy?
Depending on what they're out there on the base defense, you'll probably see Tim Shaw there. And then Nickel, you'll probably see between Shaw and Spoon playing, both those guys playing, splitting that spot in different ways.
What do you like about Shaw, and how much of a drop-off is there between McCarthy and Shaw?
Well, I mean, he's not your starter, so there's going to be a difference in play there. But he's, unfortunately, because of the injuries this year, and, you know, Zach Dallas getting hurt, that's kind of probably the injury that goes unnoticed that hurt us a lot this year, was when he got the last Houston game, you watched clips of him, he made some great hits, and then he's been gone for a long time, and he's the guy that we hoped would have helped us inside. But Tim's been able to, has been forced into playing a lot more than he has in the past, so he's very comfortable. He's a smart kid, knows what to do, so I think he'll be fine. And then obviously Spoon's been a guy that's been around a long time, so between the two of them and different packages, you'll see both those guys out there.
It's a tough week to be without McCarthy too, especially with the big back rolling through there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's the guy you want in there, and has been. It doesn't mean, again, we can't do a good job. He didn't play the game last time against Houston, and we did a good job. I think we held him to 3.0 or 3.1 per carry, which was a nice job by the guys up front and all 11 of them. So we've done it before. If we can post those same type of numbers with him, I think we'll feel good about that part of the game. And now we just got to stop him from making big plays off the play action part.
Is Shaw pretty good at defending the tight end and making deep drops?
Well, he's okay. I mean, it's something he hasn't done a lot of. But, again, if they're – so you hope – I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's solid. He's a solid football player. He's obviously not every down linebacker. He hasn't been. But this is where he's got to step up, and he will, and he has this year when he's had to play.
How's Dow handled the week, and do you think I know he's talked about trying to put some new stuff in. Were you able to put some new stuff in without giving anything away that people may see?
Yeah, I think he's got some good plan. I knew that's one of his strengths. I knew that he has a good feel for things he likes to do, and he feels the players can do. So I think as the game unfolds, we'll hopefully see some of that. And I think he's getting more comfortable now. It was a lot on his plate when you take over, and because I think what changed a lot for the coaches is just the structure of practice and how we're doing things as far as getting ready, walkthroughs, just a lot. He made a lot of little changes, I think, that took a little time to get done during the week. And so I think going forward, it's just going to get easier for him because the other coaches now understand really what he wants to do Monday through Saturday as far as responsibilities and things like that. So I think now that he's got that behind him, I think it'll – and it ran smoothly. It just took longer when you're trying to make changes. So but I don't think I think there was a lot of energy. I think you guys are excited, coaches and players, about what we're doing. And I think hopefully you'll see that on Sunday.
Mike, is there a similarity enough between what Tom Moore is used to with terminology and philosophy that he can come in and sort of seamlessly work with Dowell? How does that work?
I think it's more philosophy. Obviously he's been involved in a lot of different schemes, but I think it's more of, you know, Dowell can talk about, hey, how did you prepare on a Saturday, Tom? Like, what was you thinking on a Saturday before a game as the coordinator? What did you go through? What kind of helped you the best to get ready for the game on Sunday? Or, hey, you know, when you're backed up or something, what was your thinking? You know, it's more like learning, because Tom's done it all. I mean, he can say, well, I thought this was the way to go, but this ended up being over time. And so I think those are the things initially he could be helpful with him or with the quarterbacks, because obviously he's been around great quarterbacks. They've been through a lot of situations. So I think more he's kind of a calming force that way, or interjecting things here and there. And as he gets comfortable with what we're doing, I think then he can say, well, you know what, here's another way to look at that, or maybe another way to teach that. Or so I think for that, and for, you know, for receivers, I mean, I, you know, he's coached all the positions, so I think he's already, you're seeing that, like, and again, he's a guy that knows when to interject something, knows when to say something, knows when to add to the conversation, and that's what I hoped he'd be able to do. And because it's hard, I mean, Dowell was running from room to room and talking to this guy and talking to this quarterback and trying to talk to the receivers, and you need someone, I think, that's in there with the quarterbacks and give him peace of mind that he doesn't have to be everywhere at once. So I think that's been a nice just a nice help this week for him. And I think more, they can get more in the scheme as we, you know, we start playing games and starting to see really what we are doing, and how he can maybe help us as Dal makes his adjustments to really what we've been doing versus what we're going to start doing more of the remainder of the season.
Will he be on the sideline? Or he'll be up in the box?
Yeah, he'll be upstairs, because Dal will be down, and that way, again, like I said, he'll always be opposite Dal, so he'll be upstairs and Dal will be downstairs.
But what will his role be?
Just as like it's been here, if there's anything that comes up that he can wants to add to the conversation that he's seeing, which could be helpful. I think during the game, just another set of eyes. And it's like that as most games. There's not necessarily a lot of adjustments that go on during the game, but I think if you're seeing things or getting an idea, I think that he's just another guy that can say, you know what, they're playing this way. Maybe you want to think about this route, think about that, because I think he's getting comfortable with Tom is with what we are doing and how we're attacking different coverages that the Texans play. So just that way, if he could be a little bit, I mean, if it's one or two little tidbits or just another thing to think about, or that's very helpful. I mean, for all of us coaches, for me too, and when you have someone else that's kind of been there, done that, it's always nice to have someone right there that can kind of give you immediate impact if there is any issues that come up during the game.
I know you referred to him yesterday as part of the staff. Is that likely mean he's here for the rest of the season, do you think?
I mean, you hope it works out that way. I think it's something that could be helpful that way. But again, like I said, we hadn't really gotten too much into it. But other than the fact that he's here, we hope it works out that way, and I assume it will.
I mean, how did you leave it with him? Did you invite him to be here, and now he's got to decide whether he likes it or not? Or
no, I think it's been both of us. It's just, I mean, I knew he would. I mean, the guy loves football. I know he loves being around it. I know he's already, like I said, had some good thoughts and good ideas. And so, I think we brought him in. Originally, we weren't sure. I mean, like I said, it wasn't something that was well planned out for weeks in advance, or that we. It was something that I thought for us as a staff would be necessary and be helpful if the right guy was able to do that. I felt with him, there's not many guys I'd bring in our building at this time of year. It's probably not, I could probably count one hand of someone that you want to bring in, because you want to disrupt stuff. I mean, you don't want to just bring people in to bring them in. Like I said earlier in the week, it's not, you know, you're not just going to do things to do them. I brought in because I thought I've known of him. I've talked to him quite a bit on the phone in the past, and I just felt he'd be a very good person to do that with. And bring him down here, because if for some reason he felt uncomfortable with how this was going to go or didn't feel like he can have a role, then I don't think he'd want to be here. But I think he sees that he could be helpful, so I think he's excited about that. So I'm sure we'll go forward like we have been this week and see where it goes from there.
What was he doing immediately prior to coming aboard? I mean, has he worked with another team during the course of this season?
You know, I don't know. I know he's been talking. I mean, he talks to a lot of people. I know the people call him a lot for advice and situations that have come up on their staffs. I know he's did some work with Alabama in the college area recently. As far as, we didn't get into all the things he's been doing or not doing since I called him. I was more worried about just what he's going to do now, from now till we need him, and seeing if it was a good fit for this short period of time, and just see where it goes.
Did he work with Bama this season?
I think so. I think, again, I don't know what capacity, consultant, visiting, coming by, that kind of thing during the, I mean, you have to ask him or check into it. I didn't get into it in depth, but I think he'd spent some time there during their off week or something. But,
Are there parts of Saban's offense that you want to install here?
No. I think he's more of he wants just. I mean, teams do this a lot. I mean, colleges. I know good coaches, head coaches. I know bring in study at NFL teams and vice versa because guys want to get better at what they do. You can't be afraid to bring in other people to get opinions on different ways to do things. And I think guys like Tom Moore, could visit a lot of people, especially during the off season, with ideas and things to do. And I think that's something that. And as a line coach, I did. You go talk to other line coaches. You study them, you see what they did, and kind of get a feel for how you can make things better at your building. And I think that's something that Tom brings to the table, that he brings different ways to do things, or maybe taking our offense and the players we have and saying, hey, here's you ever think of doing this with these guys or trying this? Or so I think he's a guy that allows you to think more big picture, not necessarily just for this year, but for the future. So I think that's a good thing. And I thought that was part of the equation of thinking, let's bring him in and let's kind of see what we can do with it.
Do you know if he was a consultant with any other NFL teams?
No, I don't. I hadn't really – I hadn't even asked him. I wasn't interviewing him or asking him where he's been, and it was more of I know what he's done. I know his resume. I watched it from the other side of the field quite often, and it was more about who would be a good fit to come in here this time of year on a one-day notice and feel like he could be helpful without being disruptive, and he's probably the only guy that came to mind.
Putting him up in an extra bedroom in your house, or what's this?
No, I think he's sleeping here, actually. No, he's never slept at the office, he said, in his life. So he understands that, if you don't get it done by a certain time of day, something's wrong. So, no, he's staying. I don't worry, maybe moving with Dahl.
I want to make sure I'm clear on the whole McCarthy, how it developed. If you can kind of walk through, he got dinged in the game and had headaches afterward, or?
I think afterwards he showed some symptoms of a concussion-like symptoms, I guess you would say, after the game. And, so it was a matter of seeing how he was afterwards. The next day, again, so-so. So they just followed the protocol from there of how he was doing and had him work out, see how he responded there. And they're satisfied that he should be playing in a game on Sunday. So you want him to get better, clear up a lot quicker. I mean, it's not like he's in a bad way or by any means, but just think he's not clear enough at this point in the week that you'd think he could play in a football game, so he's not playing.
And he had his last round to test,
I don't know if he actually had any, I don't know if because we weren't happy with, I don't know that he saw anybody. I think it was just more of us with us. He's just not as clear as you like him to be. So it's pretty much, it's better off talking to someone medically, but you want someone obviously that has no signs at all and then send him to the doctor to get the approval that he's okay, then you move on. I think he's just not as clear as he needs to be. And so, we'll reevaluate and sure he'll be fine for next week.
And that was after he did the bike and the treadmill yesterday.
Yeah, just that he's just not progressing, the way you want, I guess. He needs to be further ahead than he is right now.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you.